During the time when Mrs. Gregory and her friends were prisoners on the island of Euclidea, they were helped more than once by the beautiful young girl who commands one of the Euclidean submarines. Now it seems that the girl is helping them again. As the boat carrying the Gregory party leaves Los Angeles Harbor and strikes out into the open sea, Captain Bradford receives a strange message on the boat's radio. Jerry Hall and Joan Gregory join the captain in the radio room. They hear the voice of the girl submarine commander warning them that Thales, the Euclidean electrical wizard, is on board. On board their boat. The captain begins a search of the boat and sends Jerry to remain with Mrs. Gregory and Joan.
But Joan, dear, I can't believe it.
I can't figure out how that guy could be on board, but the girl submarine commander seemed to be pretty sure he was.
And where could he be hiding?
The captain is now making a thorough search of the boat.
Well, this isn't a very large boat, Joan. It doesn't sound possible.
I think, Mother, we will find that the submarine commander was correct.
Those Euclideans don't make many mistakes, but there isn't much room on here for anybody to hide.
What are the accommodations?
This cabin of ours, Joan, and we're sure no one is hiding in here.
Granted.
Then the cabin that Jerry and the captain are sharing.
Well, there's nobody under my bed. I looked.
That leaves only the radio cabin, which is out of the question as a hiding place, and the small cabin shared by the engineer and cook.
That is our entire personnel?
Yep, that's all of them. The cook and the engineer stand watches at the wheel in the daytime, and Tex and I take turns at night.
So you see, Joan, with a crew of that size and barely room to accommodate all of us, the chances of some man being a stowaway are very remote.
Yes, it would be very difficult to hide on this small boat.
And there's mighty little space down below. We're carrying extra fuel drums, and every place we squeeze one in. Johnson sure knows how to load a boat.
Of course, we're short-handed, but no one knows what conditions we'll have to face at the island. And we must have room for our old boat captain and engineer when we're able to rescue them.
Golly, that's right. McLeod, the Scotch engineer, and the old Yepinope skipper are still prisoners on the island.
They will not be harmed, I think.
Probably not, but they must be very worried about what's going to happen to them and what's happened to us.
Well, at the speed this boat's making, it won't be many days until they find out.
Jerry, do not allow yourself to be carried away by a false feeling of security. That girl commander said Thales was on this boat. Therefore, Thales is on this boat.
Well, he isn't here if he can't be found, Joan.
I would not depend on that, Mother.
Now, look, Joan, you're getting scared over nothing.
Well, we'll soon know what Tex has learned.
Come in.
What'd you find out, Captain?
Come in and tell us, Tex.
I didn't find out a thing. I've been all over this boat with a fine-tooth comb. There's no one on board but ourselves, the engineer, and the cook.
Now, what did I tell you, Joan?
Are you quite sure there is no room for a stowaway?
Out of the question. Remember, this boat is a whole lot too small for the trip we're making. Every spare inch of space is crowded with fuel drums. There isn't a place for a cat to hide and stay hidden.
I can believe that, Tex. And how in the world you got as much stuff on board as you did is beyond me. But if this Euclidean is not on board, what did that girl's message mean?
Oh, I think it was just done to scare us.
And you still insist that Commander is friendly toward us?
Well, I don't know.
No, I think her advice was honest enough. She may have known that Thales intended to stow away with us. He didn't get on, so we can quit worrying about it.
Captain Bradford.
Yes, Joan?
Who are the other two members of the crew?
Oh, Joan, your mother told you, the engineer and the cook.
Yes, but I mean, who are they? How long have you known them?
Why, Joan, you don't suggest
yes,
that...
Yes, Mother. That is just what I do suggest.
I'm afraid you're way off on that, Joan. Johnson and I have known both men for years.
Golly whiskers, Joan. You don't expect to find one of those Euclidean scientists working for your mother, do you?
Is it so impossible? Mother and the captain have been associated with many men of science.
You're all wrong, Joan. But I'll get them in here. Let you question them if you want to.
I think it advisable.
Joan, you'll be very careful, won't you?
Careful?
Yes, careful about your questions. If either of these men felt they were suspected of anything, it would be unfair to them, and they wouldn't be inclined to give us their best efforts during the cruise.
I understand, Mother. I will be careful.
All right. Jerry.
Yes, sir?
Go out and send the cook in here, will you? Just tell him I'd like to see him for a moment.
Okay, I'll get him.
And you might stay there with the engineer until the cook comes back and try and act innocent.
Well, I got it, sir. I'll send the cook right in.
Now, Joan, I'd like to add just a word of warning to what your mother told you. Both of these men have worked for us and with us for years. And they're going to be mighty sensitive about any questioning as to their loyalty to us.
I understand perfectly, Captain. Now, this cook who is coming in first, who is he?
He's Chinese, named Jim Lo. We picked him up 9 years ago when your mother and I went to the Forbidden City of Tibet. He's high caste, fine family, well-educated, but enjoys speaking pidgin English just to make it hard to understand him.
But you have known him for 9 years?
Yes, Joan. He's been with us all of that time. When he was not on a trip with the captain and me, he was with Johnson in Los Angeles.
If you please, Let me do all of this.
Very well, Joan. Come in.
You want to see me, Captain?
No, Jim. My daughter Joan wanted to see you.
I see daughter Joan. Daughter Joan, see me. What she want?
A long time ago, when I was a little girl, a Chinese gentleman lived on the island where my home was. I wanted to know if you could be the same. You look very like the man I know.
All Chinese look alike to blind American who can see only color of skin. I have never lived on island.
And you have been with my mother and the captain a long time?
Long time. Maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years. But never see you. Never live on island. You got Chinese gentleman friend. He is very lucky to have friends such pretty little girls. I do not have such luck.
Thank you for coming. You are very kind.
That's all, Jim. Here we go now.
And will you please ask the engineer to come in?
Is engineer also long time no see gentleman friend who live on island?
Oh, no, Jim. The engineer is unmistakably a Swedish gentleman.
Maybe Swedish. Very funny talk. Sometime I teach him speak English like Jim Lowe. I got him. Send him in.
Well, Joan?
No, he was not saline.
Did you really think he might be?
I think it would be wise to suspect everyone.
But if Thales had been Chinese, wouldn't you have known that a long time ago?
No. Everyone on Euclidea wears the dark glasses which control the ultraviolet light. The color of the skin or of the hair, the sound of the voice, all those might be a part of a disguise. Only the eyes remain the same. On rare occasions, I have seen a few of the Euclideans without their glasses. I will know Thales by his eyes.
Well, you won't find out much from our engineer. He's a Swede, and a very broad one at that. But he's been around us too long to have any connection with that island.
You are probably right, Captain. Nevertheless, it will be interesting to observe him closely.
I was wondering, Joan, if it might not be better to let the captain question Mr. Peterson. He can ask him a lot of routine questions about the boat, and that will give you an opportunity to study him.
Good idea.
We will try it that way.
Come in. Right on in, Pete.
Oh, I am in now.
Good evening, Mr. Peterson.
Good morning, Mrs. Gregory. Isn't anybody ever going to go to sleep on this trip?
We've had a lot to talk about, Pete, after rushing out of the harbor the way we did. That's the reason I wanted to see you. You've checked everything on board?
Oh, yeah, sure. And I don't find this hiding feller you of us looking for.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to give that up as a bad job. We had a notion that someone we didn't want was riding with us. But we'll take it for granted he didn't get aboard. Now, what I want to know is, how did your stores check?
Oh, we got stores enough to go to Australia.
Well, we've only got to go about half that far. Are you sure all the fuel drums have fuel in them?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'm sure. What else you put in oil drums except oil?
Well, we did get pretty badly fooled by one once, Pete, when we wanted oil and got turpentine. But if you say this is oil, it's oil.
Everything is just what it's supposed to be.
And there isn't any room anywhere on the boat for a man to be hiding?
There isn't room enough on this boat for the ones that's supposed to be going along. A stowaway would have to be hanging on the anchor.
Well, that seems to be that. Now, can either of you think of any other precautions we might ask Pete to take?
I'm sure I can't. Perhaps Joan. Oh, Mr. Peterson, this is my daughter, Joan.
How do you do?
Hello to you, too.
Mr. Peterson, are you sure the cook is capable of handling this boat while you are not on watch?
Jim Lowe can handle anything, Miss Joan. Was there anything else, Captain?
No, guess that's all of it, Pete. You and Jim figure out the watches, and Jerry and I'll split with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. We figure them out.
Well, Joan, you got fooled, didn't you?
I am not sure.
Huh? Why not?
Joan, dear, surely you don't believe that...
I do not know what I believe at this moment.
Now, look here, Joan. I've known that Swede a long time. While he's a swell marine engineer on small boats, that's all he is.
Well, you're all excited over nothing, Joan.
Possibly.
Couldn't you see that Peterson is exactly what he claims to be?
I was interested in his eyes. And he wears such heavy glasses that it is impossible to tell what his eyes look like. My opinion is that he knew what I would be looking for. Did you not notice that he stared at me, even though he was addressing others in this cabin?
I noticed that. But I thought it was just because he hadn't seen you before.
I should think he'd try to avoid looking at you if he was afraid you'd recognize him.
No. It is impossible to study the eyes through glasses such as he wears. But if he had turned his head, I might have seen his eyes behind the glasses from the side.
But, Joan, your mother and the captain have known Peterson for a long time.
Yes, Jerry. We've had him with us on several of our cruises.
Do you know what his activities were between those cruises?
No, not exactly. But he's one of the most popular marine engineers out of San Pedro. I suppose he's busy when he isn't working for us.
Joan, would it be possible for one of the Euclidean scientists, Thales, for instance, to maintain a regular existence here and visit the island only on occasion?
Oh, to be sure it would. One of the fast Euclidean planes could easily take him to the island during the darkness of one night.
From here to the magic island in one night?
Naturally. The rocket-propelled planes will attain a speed of 1,000 miles per hour.
Only a little over 4 hours from here. Think of that.
Yes, I'm beginning to think Joan may be right.
You think Peterson may be Thales?
Well, he did a pretty good job of being a blind man on Hollywood Boulevard.
Why, that's a terrible thought, Tex.
Well, it's not very pleasant to think we've got one of the Euclideans as a member of the crew.
I'm not so sure about that, Captain. That girl submarine commander said Thales was after revenge. And maybe we're better off if we can keep him right here, where we can watch him all the time.
That is logical, except for the fact that one of us would have to remain awake to watch him out all the time.
Well, there are four of us. We should be able to do that.
Well, you're not going to. You and Joan are to keep yourselves locked up in this cabin for the rest of the trip. Jerry and I will bring your food to you. Jerry and I will take turns staying awake to watch Peterson.
What do you think he'll try to do?
If revenge is his object, he will try to prevent our reaching Euclidea.
That's a pleasant prospect. The engineer on your boat trying to keep you from getting to the point you hired him to take you to.
If Thales has his way, we will never reach Euclidea.